Hello, and welcome to Graveyard Dirt, the podcast about anything and everything witchy from a practitioner and non-practitioner's point of view. I'm Zoe, and I have a cold.
And I'm Andrew. I don't.
I'm also a witch.
And I'm not.
I apologize to Andrew, my editor, because I'm going to definitely cough at least multiple times.
Yeah, if you do, just take a break after you cough so I can find the spot to cut it out.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Also, maybe a sniffle or two.
Three sniffles.
Anyways.
What's going on today?
At the beginning of every episode, we go over a tarot card in no particular order. We get Andrew's initial interpretation of the card, and then I give mine as a tarot reader.
Yeah, that's it. Are you stoked?
Sure.
What's the card today?
Today's card is the Three of Swords, and I've misplaced my Rider Waite-Smith deck, so you get the Google image.
Yeah, I'd rather hold the card, but I can see it. It's a heart with three swords in it, and it's raining, so this is like the Bleeding Heart Brigade or something like that. You know? Those emo songs we used to listen to when we were in like high school, I'm sure. Like Good Charlotte, My Bloody Valentine. Yeah, stuff like that. I could see that. So like despair, sorrow. I mean, there's clouds, so that's all I'm thinking of. And yeah, a pierced heart with three swords. I'm sure there's some significance with what the swords mean.
Exactly. So you have a heart pierced by three swords. Gloomy clouds in the background.
I saw those.
So you can... I mean, you already basically said it. You have heartbreak, betrayal, confusion, unhappiness. This is like that heartache.
Mm-hmm.
It's sorrow that, honestly, no one really likes seeing this card come up.
Yeah.
And it's typically like the memes where it's like, oh, does like what's going to happen with my boyfriend?
Step, step, step.
There you go. Swords. It can also represent like conflict and distraction and just feeling like, feeling deeply, feeling all the emotions mm-hmm. like to the highest level.
Basically. Oh, I know.
Even though it's only the three.
Yeah,
that's you still okay. have to get all the way to the Ten of Swords, which we have done.
We have.
Remember it?
No.
The dude lying with the Ten.
Is that the one that someone stabbed the hell out of him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're not there, but we're also not doing great.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of room in between those.
Exactly. A bright side to this card is a reminder to take time to heal. So you've already been stabbed like three times.
Three times, straight up.
It's probably not going to get shittier than that.
Except with 10 swords.
Okay, except for 10. Anyways, now it's time to like move on from those
swords. Yes, get over it. Pull the swords out. It's like scream, like stab, stab.
A reversal meaning for this card is that actual healing process. So a good visualization would be if you turn the heart upside down.
And then the swords fall out.
Yes, the swords
fall out. Oh my gosh.
It's overcoming the heartache and the delusion and the conflict and its overall recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
I feel that. That makes sense.
I feel like Phoebe Buffay in Friends when she has the cold and... she thinks she can sing better, and I can just sing Smelly Cat for everybody.
Please don't. That'll be the bonus episode.
But what if I have a really great singing voice with my cold?
You might. Some people think they do, like Phoebe Buffay.
You want to hear Smelly Cat?
No, thank you.
Lame.
I'm good. I'm sure some people do, but I've heard it several times.
Well, speaking of smelly things...
cats.
Today's main topic is incense.
Incense?
Incense.
Interesting.
What did you think of incense?
Just making sure that we're on the same page.
Because I accidentally typed that more than one time.
I'm sure you did. It's
anywho.
Uh-huh.
We kind of touched on incense when we talked about cleansing.
Sure. Yeah, like smoke cleansing.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was there. I remember that.
So incense really haven't changed much over the hundreds, maybe thousands of years.
Tens of thousands.
A really long time.
Yeah, because I think the Egyptians used them, right?
Exactly. So incense trees were brought to Egypt. They were also known as, like, crying trees.
I've seen those. Yes. The lady that's got that big blade that's, like, just scraping the tree, and then it turns into, like, this powder, and then they, like, press it, and it looks like this little symbol that when they light it, it's, like, a little maze of the incense that burns.
So, yes. There, yeah. You can have a coil.
Yeah.
That's a little bit messier and kind of hard. You don't see it as often, a coil of incense.
Only on the TikToks.
But a crying tree is usually where resin is collected. Because you have to literally cut the tree, and it's kind of like maple syrup.
Yeah. Collected that way. Oh, man, have you seen that? They, like, cut, like, the diagonals on it, and then it, like, drips out. Or the gum tree.
Yeah, I like the gum tree.
Yeah, TikTok stuff.
But yes, exactly. The Egyptians used incense to scent bodies, both in life and death.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of seen, like, incense, or, like, scents in general, were seen as, like, the embodiment of life.
Yeah.
The Egyptians really liked frankincense specifically.
Oh, I see. So it's not, like, frankincense. It's frank incense. Right? Like, it's, like, hyphenated in the middle there.
No. See, the issue is what you said made a little bit too much sense for my sick brain right now.
It's always a sick brain. Abby normal. Oh, man. Okay. So tell me about your frank incense. Just frankly, you could.
Anyways. Frankincense were commonly used for embalming.
Yeah.
Or, like, as part of the embalming process.
Okay.
It was used because it countered the foul smell of wounds.
Right, like death and, like, decaying bodies and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I get it. It was also used, like, in life as, like, treatment of wounds, mm-hmm. but it wasn't used to heal the wound. It was basically just used
to cleanse it.
To cover up the smell of your rotting body.
Sure. Okay, that works too. Oh, like when those rich people got syphilis in their teeth and then their noses fell off.
Yes. Yes. Yep. They probably had a lot of frankincense on them.
I would expect
but
so.
But they did probably have a perfume on them.
I would hope so. Golly. It smelled so bad, both for them and everyone else.
But myrrh, on the other hand,
yes.
was used to actually heal. And like wounds, it was turned into a powder and then burned to fumigate bodies and repel, like, insects. This is part of the embalming, but it also was used to heal. But I would like to make a side note.
Just when you say healing people and fumigate in the same word,
well,
in the same
a sentence. Dead person, one was an alive person.
Yeah. Okay.
The healing part was, like, because frankincense was used to heal wounds, but it really just covered up a scent. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, myrrh was used to actually, like, as medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But my sidebar warning is that myrrh is also used to, it's very dangerous if you're pregnant or breastfeeding or trying to get pregnant and those things, and you probably shouldn't handle it or honestly, like, really even have it in your house during those times.
Okay, that's not good. Why did they give that to that recently pregnant woman that was living in the pasture?
Oh, Mary? She
yeah.
had the baby. It's just not good when you're pregnant because it could outside the inside thing.
Makes your insides fall out?
No, the baby.
The baby falls out of the inside?
Yeah, when it's not supposed to.
Oh, golly. Clearly not recommended.
Exactly. So if you are going to handle myrrh when you're in these states, do so very carefully, wear gloves, but honestly, probably just avoid it.
I would avoid it just in general.
Exactly.
Always.
Not in general.
It's I'm not really going to touch
incense.
It. For dead people.
Anyways.
And
the Incas used like cacao as mm-hmm. part of their embalming incense.
That smells good.
So you have, like, your frankincense and myrrh for your Egyptians, and you have, like, cacao for your Incas.
So whatever's local.
Yeah.
Okay. Locally sourced incense.
So incense transform, like, mundane spaces into magical ones. It's kind of used as...
Is that because a gas fills the volume that it's allowed?
No. It takes... It imbues, like... magic into your area.
Okay, yeah,
and
sure.
And depending on the incense, it puts a certain energy into the space.
Hmm. I was just thinking, like, when you go from, like, a solid to, like, a gas, in quotes, I know it's not a gas, but, like, it fills the volume more. A gas expands to fill the volume.
Yes. And then that's why it's used for cleansing, because it's really good, because it gets all in, like, the nooks and crannies.
Love those crannies. Yeah.
So some alternatives are, like, an oil diffuser or scented candles, which are affordable options, but, like, honestly really aren't the same thing.
Yeah, we had a lot of
synthetics, and you're just, like, I don't know. They're just not the same thing, but if you're balling on a budget, there you go.
Yeah. Now, what about, it's not locally sourcing. I mean, it is locally sourcing. Starts with an F. Foraging. Yeah. Are there any forageable incense items around here? I know we see a lot of goldenrod. I don't think that's an incense, but like rosemary, we do our...
lots of those things. So honestly,
sage, like, and stuff like that.
Herbs in general will get put together. And that's where you kind of get into an interesting topic of like the purity of things. And you will likely read some things that are going to be like, well, if you're mixing all the synthetics in, you're not really getting the magic of it, and then your spells won't work, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but isn't a lot of it like putting your intention into it?
Yes, intention's really great, and obviously, like, it's not going to be exactly the same if you're using, like, pure frankincense compared to what you have access to, but it's also not going to, like, it doesn't mean you can't practice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not gatekeeping here.
No.
On this house. We don't even have a gate. We do have a gate. Okay. We gatekeep our kids in the backyard sometimes. Okay. And the dog.
So it was assumed that, like, good spirits are enchanted by incense, and it, like, draws them in, and it encourages them to visit during rituals and spellcraft. And that's why a lot of times incense are used at, like, the beginning of a ritual or to set the space.
Yeah, okay.
There's also banishing aspects to incense, and that's related to, like, the purifying powers of it. Mm-hmm. And you'll most commonly see that, like, the Catholic priest swinging the
censers. Oh, yeah, what's that thing called? Yeah, censers.
Is it censer?
Yeah.
Before church, and they're using it more in, like, a banishing aspect rather than, like, a drawing aspect.
It's kind of like a full spectrum situation there. Like, you're, like, when you're cleansing your house, like, you're banishing, but then you're also setting the stage for new, like, good spirits to come in, because you don't want to leave that vacuum of spiritual energy.
Exactly. Look at you learning.
It's like I listen to these podcasts.
That's good. So the most common substance for incense, like we were discussing, is resins. Mm-hmm. And that's your frankincense, your myrrh, and the dried, it's the dried
excretion.
Another one is dragon's blood.
Yeah, I love that one.
I love dragon's blood. A lot, actually. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, there's a candle around here somewhere. There it is.
Yep.
What up, guy?
And then I also have an oil form. I actually don't have any of the resin right now. But it gets its name from, the, like, the dark red color as a resin from the dragon blood tree.
Sure.
So that's really, like, the, crying tree.
Oh.
That cries blood. It's
kind of metal.
In Europe and Asia. And it's used in healing spells as well as love and relationship. And it's got, like, a musky, sweet smell to it. I love dragon's
blood. I'm a fan. So, Europe, Asia, like... Eastern Europe, Western Asia, or, like, Southern Asia, like, India, not North, like, where?
Oh, geography.
Yeah. We'll figure it out later. Zoe will post its
native thing. You say that a lot, native thing.
Well, maybe people need to start leaving more comments asking Zoe about when she's going to post stuff. I'll do it.
Accountable.
I'll do it. Like, a minute after I finish editing the podcast. Be like, hey, Zoe, where's that post? Exactly. No, I won't do that. That requires me to get on Instagram or wherever we host these things.
Yes. So then your other options that you have for incense other than resins are incense sticks and incense
Those are the ones
cones.
Yeah, those are the ones I've seen at stores most of the time. Like, you get the box of sticks, then you have it on, like, a little incense holder thing that looks like a surfboard with a hole in it, and you light it, and then...
Exactly.
Yeah, or the cone, which I guess you just light the cone.
Cones are really popular.
You put it on your fingers like bugles.
No. So incense sticks and cones are direct combustibles.
Yes, they are.
In that being, once they're lit, they create their own heat source, and they basically burn down themselves.
Gotcha.
They don't require anything
as opposed to a wax.
Heat them up. Compared to resin or loose incense, which is indirect or non-combustible, meaning you need something like a charcoal disc or extra oil to light it and keep it lit to burn it down.
Yeah, like 5-20.
No. So the sticks of incense sticks are usually bamboo, and then there's like a paste containing the burning agent and the scent.
Mm-hmm.
Usually sawdust or charcoal is used as the burning agent.
I'm sure it's a lot of sawdust. That's a good filler. They put that in cereal.
And then your scent is added. And this is where you kind of get into that question of synthetic versus natural.
Yeah.
So likely if you have something like myrrh or rosemary or pine.
Oh, pine would be a good one.
It will most commonly, it's thought that that means that it would most likely be more of a natural source compared to if you're doing like an incense stick that's cinnamon bun or fairy dust or, nacho cheese, that will likely be filled with more synthetics to get said scent.
Yeah, as long as it's not like a synthetic vanilla or something like that.
Yeah, then you have the question of like vanilla bean versus extract versus oil. It can get complicated.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be.
No, I mean like nicotine is natural. You know, like that doesn't mean it's like better.
My point being is that like budget shouldn't hold back your witchcraft, especially when it comes down to something like incense.
Like something you're going to light on fire. Yeah, live your best life. Light it up.
Incense sticks and incense cones are pretty messy.
That's why they put them on that surfboard.
Yeah, incense sticks more so than incense cones. Incense cones are messy in the sense that you have to put them on a fire-safe dish. Otherwise, you're definitely going to burn a hole in whatever it's on.
Uh-huh.
Incense sticks are just messy, like... Even those little, like, tray things that they put it on, it just never holds the ash. But I did read something super cool, a really cool idea, where they stuck the incense into a mostly used 7-day candle, and the ash fell, like, directly into the jar, and I thought that was genius. I don't know why you would have a mostly burned 7-day candle and it not be lit, but I'm sure there's something...
Maybe it is the lit.
The candle, but then it would burn your bamboo stick.
So?
You burn down, not up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really know, but it sounded like a cool idea.
All I know is I was just watching a movie, and it was something about hands. The title was something about hands. It was like this kid ended up with a murderous hand somehow.
Huh.
It was one of the guys from SLC Punk. That's how I recognized him. And, yeah. He lit his incense, and then he lit something else.
The You can also collect the ash and from your incense.
And make black salt.
Yay! There you go.
I said it first. I didn't even read it.
Exactly. And that's a way to extend the magic. Or you can even like sprinkle the ash around your space to create a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like taking it one step further.
You could smudge your forehead like Simba.
You could.
Yep.
You can.
I know.
People do.
That's why I said it. You could also use it for one of your protection smudges.
Yes.
Yep. I'm good at this.
Look at you go.
Yeah. It's called repurposing.
An indirect, non-combustible incense has no binding agent. There's more control over the purity, obviously, because like you can mix it yourself or, you know... I don't know.
Like a diffuser oil?
No, like a loose incense.
A loose incense.
a loose incense. Think like a bowl of loose tea, like herbal tea.
Okay.
But now I light it on fire.
Sure.
There you go, loose incense.
That's easy. I've got stuff I can put in a bowl and light on fire.
Yes.
We've got plenty of tea. You were mixing tea for the longest time.
Yeah. In that case, you would need something like a charcoal disc.
Like a hookah disc.
Exactly. Yeah, basically.
I know bars, all of these things.
Hookah bars.
That's just incense.
Incense. Yes, yeah. I think about that a lot.
I wonder where I get all that natural flavor. This one tastes like blue.
Oh, remember the time that we got all the milk? Was that with you?
It was terrible. Everyone loved it. I hate milk.
What do you mean everyone loved it? It was me, you, and Ben.
You two weirdos love just drinking milk.
It was supposed to be... What was this? It wasn't supposed to burn as much?
It was supposed to be thicker because the milk is denser than water.
I thought it was supposed to be, like, cooler. Like, it wasn't supposed to burn. I don't remember, to be honest.
Milk is gross, and you should never put it in a water pipe like that.
Hookah bars are gross. Let's be honest here.
Man. Yeah. Okay. You're not wrong. But don't put milk in it. That's so weird. Like, maybe put like a Four Loko. Something reasonable.
Anyway, charcoal discs are also not great to breathe in. And yes, again, we will touch back on the whole, like, smoking hookah in a enclosed space.
With milk.
Sure. So if you do use a charcoal disc on your loose incense, you should do it near an open window.
Sure.
Does
that defeat the purpose of the incense?
No.
If now you're putting your incense into the world outside rather than filling your space like you were intending to.
No, so think about like the Christian
censer.
Yeah, the censers. You can walk around with this incense, but like keep an open window. Like don't like be breathing in your charcoal.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking about working up a D&D weapon that was pretty much a sensor. It would be a flail, but then you could put your like incense in it, and if you hit like an undead, it would do extra damage. There's also another one where it's like a mace, but the end is filled with holy water. It's something that the church uses, kind of. And then they shake it, and the holy water comes out.
Yeah, the rattle.
Yeah. Except for bashing
the
skulls.
Jesus rattle.
Yeah. What is that thing called? Zoe will post it to the Instagram later.
You keep saying that.
I've got faith. Like someone with a sensor. and confidence, like one of the wise men giving a recently pregnant woman myrrh.
I really like strawberry incense. This is common for like fertility, fortune, new beginnings. Another great one is pine, burning a pine incense
after
a party to clear the space and ward away the evil eye.
Do you ever light incense at the end of a party to get people out to like push away all the bad? To make space for your good?
Literally smoke them out? No. But I do burn pine usually after a party.
Yeah, as you should. Those people are weird showing up.
Another great loose incense would be frankincense. Frankincense is kind of, what's it called? Like the jackknife? The
jackfruit?
No, the knife that has like all the different tools on it.
Swiss Army knife?
Oh, yeah. So frankincense is like the Swiss Army knife of like things.
Witchery.
And it's got its little tentacles and everything.
You've got like a little pair of scissors on this side and a toothpick on this side. This side you got a corkscrew. You got two different screwdrivers.
Exactly. Frankincense.
The frankincense.
So loose incense for sleep. Probably like frankincense, lavender, and chamomile. Really like fill that air. Make y'all sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
And that's my stick on incense.
That's good. Oh, your stick on incense. Love it. Tricky. You're so witty.
And now,
a word from our sponsors.
For my rendition
incense.
Of Snedeker.
No. No.
Should we do correspondence or do you feel satisfied?
I feel satisfied.
Okay. Then give me your fact.
My fun fact. So,
I'm listening.
At work.
Yes.
I am working on putting together a website for standard specifications and details.
Okay.
It's actually going to be technically a wiki.
Like Wikipedia?
Yes, but it's pretty much just like a homepage. That's okay. It's not like that. It's pretty much just going to be a homepage that's built with the wiki format so that I can maintain it personally rather than leaving our technology group to do it, because I trust them.
Not
at all. So anyway, I've been learning about like how web pages are built and web page stuff. And I learned how to inspect elements on a web page. So I didn't show you, but I showed my DM, the new DM on our group, that I changed his Roll20 name from Terra Novus to I Like Butts. And then the launch button, I changed to Butts Are Wicked Cool. And the last date that we played,
4/20/69. Oh my god. You're 12.
Oh yeah. Almost. That's it. It's just fun. It's enjoyable, because I always saw like people would be like, oh, New York Times article, but then there's that paywall in front of it.
Yeah.
That's just an inspectable element that you can delete.
Huh.
So then like it says like pay, and you say delete that box that they put in front of me. I'm not going to pay for that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, screw the corporations.
Is this how like scammers do stuff?
Yeah, that's how they scam old people. They say, oh no, we accidentally put $10 million into your bank account. You're going to need to give us that back on Google Play cards. And they're like, that's reasonable. Can't argue with that logic.
No.
Yeah, so they like do the whole, here, share your screen thing. And then, oh, give me control of your screen quickly. And then they go in and they change the number on your bank account from being like $3 to $300,000. And it doesn't actually change anything. It's just like the locally downloaded page that you have. It's not actually live. So if you just refresh the page, it goes back to normal, wherever it's hosted from.
Scammers.
Yeah. Scammers and old people. Symbiotic relationship.
Anyways, next week we have our mini-sode where we talk about random things, things we're enjoying, mm-hmm. things we want to bury. Hopefully I won't have a cold.
So either you're going to be digging that you don't have a cold, or you still want to bury the cold.
Oh, I'll bury this cold.
I'll bury it.
I should probably go do something with garlic. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should.
Yep.
All about mostly vampires.
Yep, vampires and illnesses.
Yep. And until then, bye.
Later, Gator.